Hi there. The word for today is, don't be a sluggard. In Proverbs 20 verse 4, Solomon says, the lazy man will not plow because of winter. The sluggard sees an obstacle in every opportunity. Though he can't hold down a job, there's always a good excuse. The hours are too long, the pay is too little, the work is too hard, the people are too demanding, etc. Take your pick. And don't worry if you don't like any of those excuses. The sluggard has plenty more. Have you heard the one about the lion? Solomon tells it, Proverbs 22 verse 13, he says, the lazy man says, there is a lion outside, and if I go out there, I shall be slain in the streets. Thomas Edison, who was the epitome of a worker and the antithesis of a sluggard, put it this way, opportunity is missed by most people because it comes dressed in overalls and looks like work. A sluggard is never without an excuse. It's always too hot or too cold, too wet or too dry to work. Solomon says the lazy man will not plow because it's winter. And you know what? If sluggards just harmed themselves, well, that would be one thing. But they hurt everybody else too. Proverbs 18 verse 9 says, he who is slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a great destroyer. Chuck Swindoll says, and I quote, that word destroys pulsates with liabilities. A lazy employee doesn't simply hold an organization back. He destroys its motivation and drive. A lazy player doesn't just weaken the team. He destroys its spirit and diminishes its will to win. A lazy pastor doesn't merely limit a church, he destroys its enthusiasm, its passion to win souls and meet needs. Before long, everyone must do more to compensate for the sluggard's negative influence. So once again, the word for you today is what? It's don't be a sluggard.